This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to talk about mistakes in dating, okay? Because we got a question in our group about this girl that was dating this guy, okay? And she really didn't know what to do. So this is a classic example of what's going on today, okay? So I'm going to read what she wrote, okay? She says, so a few weeks ago, she was on Facebook dating and found a guy she went to high school with that she had a crush on back then. It's been about 20 years since they talked, but she met up for dinner one night with another friend and it was a great catch up. Now they've been hanging out a lot, not every day, but definitely most of the week. Sometimes he will just stop by and say hi, or we will have a drink or something. We had sex 3 times, but not every time we hang out. He hugs me and kisses me goodbye when we split. We have had many sleepovers, even without sex. But the other night, when he was slightly drunk, he told me that he does not want a commitment right now. He said he finally has everything going good for him. New car, new motorcycle, he's on a healthy path. It's been almost 2 years since he was in a relationship. Now, I am not ready for a relationship either. I just got out of an engagement in April and went into a relationship 2 weeks later, and that was for 2 months. So I've only been single for like 2 months. I'm not ready for another commitment. But I do really like this guy, and I'm afraid I'm going to get stronger feelings for him, and I believe he is. But he's not going to want more. We have the best time together and have similar goals. I think we could be great, okay? So then she goes on and she says, but I don't know what to do. He told me he won't sleep with anyone else, but eventually I may want more from him. Do I wait? Hope he changes his mind. Okay, this is so typical, you guys. All right, this is probably one of the biggest mistakes that women make in dating, okay? They rush the sex and then they want the relationship, okay? I'm not saying that it can't happen. I'm saying it's very rare that it will happen, okay? Number one, you didn't date. You hung out. You had sex with this guy 3 times without a commitment. Now, he's telling you. He's flat out telling you. This is why I tell you guys, you have to listen to what comes out of these people's mouths, because they tell you, they tell you who they are. He told her he is not looking for a commitment. Now, this guy has been single 2 years and he's still not looking for a commitment. All right. What does that tell you? Ding, ding, ding. This guy likes his freedom. All right. So she hung out with this guy. They had good times. Sometimes they hung out. They didn't have sex or whatever and everything. And now what's happening? What happens all the time? Somebody starts to get feelings. This is like typical of the friends with benefits. This is why friends with benefits doesn't work out for relationships, you guys. All right. You have to stop thinking, oh, you know, oh, if we have great sex, you know, he's going to want a relationship. No, okay? If you have sex with somebody without a commitment, they're going to look at you and think to themselves, who else is this person having sex with, okay? They're going to have very little respect for you, all right? I'm sorry. I got to say it because you got to hear it, because this is what they say. This is what I've heard from a lot of different men, okay? I have a lot of male friends, a lot of male followers, and they all say they do not go in relationships with the women that they have situationships with or friends with benefits. And why? Because they don't respect them, okay? that you're put into category B, okay? You're not put into the girlfriend category, okay? Because you had little respect for yourself and you had sex without having boundaries, okay? Now, if you want to live a life that you just want to sleep around and everything like that, you know, to each his or her own, that's fine. Everybody could do what they want to do. But then don't expect the relationship afterwards. And don't sit there and be surprised why you didn't get a commitment. And don't sit there and expect somebody to change because you're wasting your time. All right? Period. Dot. End of story. You are wasting your time. Trust me when I tell you, okay? This is why I say, you guys, you know, you have to be focused in your dating, all right? You have to know exactly who you are and what you want. So that's why I tell you, stop giving out the sex so easy. We get this all the time in the groups. Oh, the men are terrible out there. They send dick pictures and they don't want relationships and it's so hard today. But you have the control. You have the control, okay? The women have the control by setting up boundaries. And you've let your boundaries down, or you've said, you know what, I'm just going to live in this free society. The guys are out screwing around. I'm going to go out screwing around. Well, fine. Now you're in a situation where you can't find a relationship because you have other women out there doing this. And the guys are saying, why do I need to buy the cow when I get the milk for free? And this is the reality of it, you guys. This is the reality of it. So this is why I'm telling you, if you're looking for something more in your life, okay, you're not just looking to sleep around or this or that with, you know, Joe, Harry, and Mo, okay, you have to, you know, you got to move slowly. That is the number one key in dating, is move slowly. You know, now we had another one. I'm going to give you guys another example of a major mistake that this girl made, all right? She had this guy, okay? She had this guy. Let me get her question, okay? She's been seeing this guy for a couple of weeks. They hit it off instantly. He treats me better than anyone I've ever been with. But now things are a bit complicated. He lives an hour away from me, and he broke his phone. He and his sister were staying with his grandmother to take care of her. He said he wouldn't be able to talk to me as often as he's using his sister's phone. I know he's telling me the truth because he sent me a video of his broken phone, telling me what happened. I'm not sure when he'll be able to get another phone due to him not working to take care of his grandmother. Well, now there was some family drama and his sister moved out. I know this is true also because I talked to his sister and she's the one that said she moved out. I don't have any other way to get a hold of him and I don't know what to do. I really want to stick it out, but it's going on day 4 now and I'm not being able to get a hold of him. It's driving me crazy. He's literally almost everything I've been hoping to find in a significant other, but my anxiety is driving me crazy, okay? Here's the thing, you guys. Here's the thing with this one, all right? This girl only knows him a couple of weeks, all right? A couple of weeks. And she's saying he's everything that she hoped for. How do you know that? Okay, people are very different in the beginning. People that you date in the beginning are very different, all right? My husband was a totally different person from what he ended up being how many years later, 12 years later, okay? So this is why I'm telling you, you don't know somebody in the beginning. Believe me when I tell you, you don't know somebody in the beginning, okay? This guy is making excuses why he can't contact her. First, it's the I broke my phone. Classic lie. Now, anything's possible, you guys, but with everything, the whole scenario, I'm just going to tell you, it turns out he did play her, okay? But he told her his phone broke, then he was using his sister's phone, then she spoke to the sister to verify things. Now, here's another thing I need to bring up to you guys. Sometimes these people that are players have their family lie for them. I've seen it done time and time and time. I've seen mothers get on the phone with girlfriends and flat out lie and say that their son was there all night long. They've even swore on God and the Bible and everything else, okay? And their son was out playing around, okay? So don't believe what the family tells you, all right? Unless you really know these people and know that they are true blue, okay? Because you got a lot of liars out there in this world, all right? And you only know this guy for 4 weeks, all right? Or a couple of weeks. You don't really know his family and everything like that. And let me say something else, okay? These are all excuses. This is a major, major thing in dating. Excuses. Excuses not to see you. Excuses why they didn't call you, okay? Excuses why they can't take you out. These are all excuses. These people know what to do, okay? And you sit there and you try to be the good guy and try to be understanding and everything like that. And guess what? You're the one who's being played. You're the one who's being played because it's like this, you guys. All right. Where there's a will, there's a way. Okay. Your boss is not going to put up with you not showing up for work. Your boss is not going to put up with excuses. All right. If they're a good boss and they run a good business. So this is why you have to have your boundaries, that when people cross your boundaries or showing you different excuses that don't add up, you got to call these people out on it. You got to call these people out on it and let them know that you're not a fool, all right? Or you don't deal with that person. I suggest you don't deal with people that are giving you the snow job, okay? That are giving you the BS. You got to read through the bullshit, you guys, all right? Because, you know, people that want you find a way. This guy says his phone was broke. He could have went to the convenience store and picked up one of those throwaway phones for $20 or whatever. He could have went to a neighbor's house and got a phone. There's ways to contact people if you really want to. All right. He wasn't wiped out in a hurricane. So let's stop giving these people a pass. Stop giving these people a pass. Okay. The biggest thing people do is they sit there and they say, well, you know, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, or I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that things could happen. Things could happen, and you don't want to sit there accusatory over every little thing, obviously. But when you see a pattern, okay, a pattern of why somebody can't see you, a pattern of why somebody can't contact you, you've got to call them out. And if they don't correct that pattern, you got to get rid of them. Otherwise, you deserve what you get, all right? And this is another thing I need to bring up too, okay? Like, we had a guy who was complaining about, oh, well, you women, you want your independence and everything like that. Well, you should pay for half the date, okay? And let me tell you, the women went off on this guy in the group, all right? And they were saying, listen, we're talking about, we want guys with old-fashioned values. You know, we're willing to put in, you know, half the effort here too with other things and everything like that. And they were going back and forth. And he's like, well, I'm not paying for any dates for women that just use you to take you out to dinner and this and that. And I said to him, what kind of women are you picking? Okay. People create their own disasters. I said, did you go out with this woman because you thought she was sexy and she took advantage of you? You see where I'm going with this? Did you sit there and have at least 6 conversations with her on the phone to screen her and see if she's a kind person, if she's a caring person? Does she have intelligence? What are her values? How does she view things? No, he didn't. He just took her out because he thought she was sexy. That's it, okay? And then she played him and used him for dinner, all right? So, but the point I'm trying to make in all of this mishmash is that a lot of times when you look back on your past relationships and even your toxic relationships, it's like one of my friends, one of the old timers at the gym that I used to see all the time, okay? And I used to tell him about my dating life. And he used to say to me, you did it to yourself. And this is what I'm telling you guys, okay? We do it to ourselves because we're not focused, because we pick the wrong partners, because we don't investigate who somebody is, and we're taking people at face value for what comes out of their mouth. I don't care what comes out of their mouth, all right? Stop trusting so easily. Stop giving the sex so easily, okay? And making it so easily and devaluing yourself, all right? I hate to say this, but it's the truth, you guys, all right? You know, in some cases, you know, hookers have more value than some of the women out there that are just giving out the sex so easily, okay? And then, and now you have a society where nobody wants relationships and it's all based on sex. And you have people in these groups that are complaining they can't find love. They don't know the last time somebody held them or cared about them. All right? So you have to decide what kind of life you want to live. You know, you can't sit there and expect to be respected if you don't respect yourself. This is what I'm trying to tell you, you guys, all right? Trust me, I've lived a lot of life, I've seen a lot, and I know what it is, all right? And I'm speaking from experience. I've been down these roads. I know what it is. That's why I'm telling you guys, you know, value yourself and don't make mistakes, all right? If you have to be alone for a little while or as long as it takes, it's better than being with a bum that doesn't value you. It's better than putting up with half a person that only sees you when they feel like it or contacts you on a Sunday after they've partied all weekend. Stop giving these people your time. They're taking a piece of your life away, okay? All right? I'm trying to save you guys, all right? Because you waste your time with these clowns or these zeros. And it could go the other way too, because you got women out there that are clowns as well, all right? Stop giving your time to the people that don't deserve it and give your time to the people that make the effort to keep in touch with you, to see you on a regular basis, and to progress to the next level. Get rid of the floaters, the zeros, the ones that say they don't want a commitment. Okay, great, you know, to each his own. Good luck to you, okay? But you're not wasting my time, okay? You're not wasting my valuable time, all right? All right? You got to value your time, you guys, because believe me when I tell you, in a blink of an eye, your life goes by. Your life goes by fast. And, you know, if you're not settled down or whatever with somebody, it gets harder as you get older. I'm going to tell you, it gets harder as you get older. And especially if you're somebody who's divorced, it's hard out. It's rough out there, okay? You're dealing with a lot of damaged people that got hang-ups from bad relationships they were in. So this is why I'm telling you, try to get it right from the beginning, okay? If you see somebody's not right for you, you got to cut them off, all right? That's why I go back and listen to your cutoff game has to be fierce, that episode I did, because I talk about all of this, all right? So this podcast is just basically about mistakes in dating, all right? Number one, know how to respect yourself, know how to respect others. When other people don't reciprocate, you don't bring these people into your life. We keep people in our lives that add to our lives, okay? People can add to your life in a lot of different ways, okay? They could be your support system. They can make you laugh. They could be there for you in hard times. We don't keep around people that just contact us and want to talk about themselves, okay? That are selfish and self-absorbed and, you know, don't know how to date properly and just want to hang out on your couch and hope for sex, all right? Get rid of these bums, all right? I got to tell you, all right? I just got to tell you because I want you guys to use your time wisely and go for the right people and stop being centered on how somebody looks. Be centered on how somebody treats you, okay? So I hope that helps you. If it did, hit the subscribe button and share. And have a great day, you guys. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.